Prologue. Jenna. Some people used to believe that there was an elephant graveyard, a place that sick and old elephants would travel to die. They'd slip away from their herds and would lumber across the dusty landscape, like the titans we read about in seventh grade in Greek mythology. Legend said the spot was in Saudi Arabia, that it was the source of a supernatural force, that it contained a book of spells to bring about world peace. Explorers who went in search of the graveyard would follow dying elephants for weeks, only to realize they'd been led in circles. Some of these voyagers disappeared completely. Some could not remember what they had seen. And not a single explorer who claimed to have found the graveyard could ever locate it again. Here's why. The elephant graveyard is a myth. True. Researchers have found groups of elephants that died in the same vicinity, many over a short period of time. My mother, Alice, would have said there's a perfectly logical reason for a mass burial site. A group of elephants who died all at once due to lack of food or water. A slaughter by ivory hunters. It's even possible that the strong winds in Africa could blow a scattering of bones into a concentrated pile. Jenna, she would have told me, there's an explanation for everything you see. There's plenty of information about elephants and death that is not fable, but instead cold, hard science. My mother would have been able to tell me that too. We would have sat shoulder to shoulder beneath the massive oak where Mora liked to shade herself, watching the elephant pick up acorns with her trunk and pitch them. My mother would rate each toss like an Olympic judge. 8.5. 7.9. Ooh, a perfect 10. Maybe I would have listened. But maybe too, I would have just closed my eyes. Maybe I would have tried to memorize the smell of bug spray on my mother's skin, or the way she absentmindedly braided my hair, tying it off on the end with a stalk of green grass. Maybe the whole time I would have been wishing there really was an elephant graveyard, except not just for elephants. Because then, I'd be able to find her.
Alice. When I was 9, before I grew up and became a scientist, I thought I knew everything, or at least I wanted to know everything, and in my mind, there was no difference between the two. At that age, I was obsessed with animals. I knew that a group of tigers was called a streak. I knew that dolphins were carnivores. I knew that giraffes had 4 stomachs, and that the leg muscles of a locust were 1,000 times more powerful than the same weight of human muscle. I knew that white polar bears had black skin beneath their fur, and that jellyfish had no brains. I knew all these facts from the Time Life monthly animal fact cards that I had received as a birthday gift from my pseudo-stepfather, who had moved out a year ago and now lived in San Francisco with his best friend Frank, who my mother called the other woman when she thought I wasn't listening. Every month, new cards arrived in the mail, and then one day, in October 1977, the best card of all arrived. The one about elephants. I cannot tell you why they were my favorite animals. Maybe it was my bedroom, with its green shag jungle carpet and the wallpaper border of cartoon pachyderms dancing across the walls. Maybe it was the fact that the first movie I'd ever seen as a toddler was Dumbo. Maybe it was because the silk lining inside my mother's fur coat, the one she had inherited from her own mother, was made from an Indian sari and printed with elephants. From that Time Life card, I learned the basics about elephants. They were the largest land animals on the planet, sometimes weighing more than 6 tons. They ate 300 to 400 pounds of food each day. They had the longest pregnancy of any land mammal, 22 months. They lived in breeding herds, led by a female matriarch, often the oldest member of the group. She was the one who decided where the group went every day, when they took a rest, where they ate, and where they drank. Babies were raised and protected by